Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Clay Travis joins us every Friday here on the show. We'll hit some of the big headlines with him going into the weekend. He's presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. Clay, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you guys?
Great.
Clay, I know that you spent a lot of time talking about this Antonio Brown situation. Best guess right now, how do you think this all ends for him and the Patriots?
You know, in my opinion, he should have. I've read some stories, and this doesn't surprise me, that they were negotiating this case for, you know, some period of time before the lawsuit was filed. I don't know what her demand was, and obviously he may feel like he's being extorted, that he didn't do anything wrong. But if they have this evidence, that email that he sent, and you know that this is going to go public in the way that it did, to me, this is an easy solution. You just pay her a couple $100,000 and have this thing go away before it ever goes public. And so I'm surprised he didn't do that, to be quite honest with you, because I think whatever damage has occurred to him has been more substantial than whatever he would have had to pay to her to settle this case.
Are you surprised the teams didn't know about it, Clay?
Not really, because, I mean, I wouldn't tell a team if I were Antonio Brown. I'm surprised that he was creating. To me, this is indicative that he is not behaving in a very intelligent fashion, because if you knew that at any moment a lawsuit might get dropped accusing you of rape, would you be behaving as crazily as he was with the Raiders? Like, this is just him not understanding how things are going to look. Because, look, we can have fun with the frivolity and absurdity of his helmet dispute and the fact that his feet got frozen, and even potentially the argument with with the Raiders over being fined and everything else. In the grand scheme of things, those don't really matter very much. They're funny, they're ridiculous, they're great drama. But there's a big jump between those things and being accused of rape. So if I knew that it was possible that hanging over my head was the possibility that I would be charged with rape in a civil lawsuit, not a criminal lawsuit, but a civil lawsuit, I'd be trying to be the best possible employee I could, so that my money remained guaranteed and so that I didn't create a stir in any way. So that's a little bit wild to me, that if the report is true that he knew that this lawsuit was potentially being filed, that she was demanding payment through her counsel, and that he continued to act the fool as he did, that's to me just a poor series of decision-making choices that Antonio Brown allowed himself to get drawn into.
Clay, Tennessee is now 0-2 on the season. They looked more prepared in Week 2. They played harder. They appeared to have the game won and then still found a way to lose in the end. Do you feel better or worse about Jeremy Pruitt as Tennessee's head coach after the second week as opposed to after the first week?
Well, I thought Tennessee played pretty well against BYU, and we'll see what kind of team BYU's got a little bit this weekend when USC travels to Provo, I think, to take them on. But outside of the final 30 seconds where Tennessee fell apart, I didn't think Jarrett Garantano is very good. I don't think he's been very good so far this season. But I thought the running game with Tyson Chandler and with Eric Gray were both really good. I thought the offensive and defensive lines controlled this game. If Garantano makes a couple of throws that he should make, in particular, I know I talked about this with you, but he had a touchdown that should have put Tennessee up 17-3 at the end of the first half. And he just whiffed on it. I mean, he just threw the ball late to Juwan Jennings. And that should have been a touchdown. Tennessee should have been up 17-3. The interception that he threw was awful. He was lucky on the first touchdown when Tennessee went for it on fourth down. But I thought Tennessee played really well for 59 minutes and 30 seconds against BYU. I think in particular the crowd, the Tennessee fan base has gotten a lot of national scorn, but I don't know how many fan bases in America, coming off the loss that Tennessee had against Georgia State, would have shown up and been as loud and as proud as Tennessee fans were in Neyland for that night game against BYU. But it was a massive, awesome, incredible atmosphere, it appeared to me, watching it on television. And I mean, it stinks that they collapsed in the final 30 seconds and made the boneheaded play that they did. For all circumstances, that game should have ended 16-13, and Tennessee should be 1-1, getting ready for UT Martin to play and go to 2-1.
So, Clay, something that frustrated me watching this game on Saturday night had nothing to do with the two teams playing, but ESPN's decision to make their alert at the bottom of the screen bright yellow.
Yeah.
And it keeps popping up, and after a play, you're thinking, well, where's the flag? You know, a big play. So there's a flag somewhere. And then on Monday Night Football, the down and distance is yellow. They change it at halftime because of the outcry on social media. My question is, how do these decisions get made that are so poor to where there's got to be more than one person making this decision for a sports network to not understand that that's a bad decision? It always baffles me.
Yeah, well, I think, one, the people who are making decisions are often working on a billion things at once. So I would bet whoever signed off on that, you know, they give them a printout of what the graphics look like. They're looking at it for 20 seconds, and they do a check mark on it. And, you know, it's one of a billion other things that they're trying to take care of on a day-to-day basis, having worked in sports television for a while. It's just a constant onslaught of different obligations. And so I can see how an error like that can be made. To their credit, I give ESPN credit for immediately recognizing that they had made a mistake and going and adjusting it. But I was the same way as you. You know, like, I flip around and watch a lot of games. And, you know, one of the things I think we've gotten kind of used to doing is anytime a big play happens, you kind of look because you're like looking down. Okay, hey, is there a possibility that play's going to come back? And even if it's a good play for your team, you're like, you know, when Derrick Henry caught the 75-yard screen pass touchdown, you know, I was looking back, like I saw the block happen. I was like, oh man, did anything happen? And obviously they reviewed that. But yeah, I mean, I think it's natural inclination that we've all kind of got used to look for that flag notification. And the fact that it looks so similar to their graphical package is obviously a clear flaw that just got overlooked because probably they're working on so many other things.
We got one more segment with Clay Travis coming up. But first, Clay, tell us about the Home Loan Expert.
Yeah, look, I mean, it is the fall, and it's important to be able to save a lot of money right now because the holidays, believe it or not, are not that far away. In fact, this time next month, everybody will be gearing up for Halloween, and then guess what happens? It's Thanksgiving and Christmas, and you know what that always means? A lot of extra expenditures, even if you're budgeting for it. Happens every year for me. I bet it happens every year for a lot of people out there listening. You end up spending more money on Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving and the holiday season than you anticipated. Why not go ahead and save a bundle while you can by taking advantage of the homeloanexpert.com with a great new refinance rate on your 30 or 15 year mortgages? You can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars right now and put your financial house in order as you get ready for 2020. Go to thehomeloanexpert.com.
The official station of Titans football.
Touchdown, Titans!
104.5, The Zone.
We continue with Clay Travis, presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. Clay, there's an NFL game where the line is 18.5. Patriots favored by 18.5 now over Miami on the road, where the Patriots, I think, have lost four of their last five or five of their last six at Miami. Who would you take if you're betting this game?
Hard-pressed to bet on the Miami right now. I mean, they're in the process of trying to trade away Minka Fitzpatrick, I think I saw. I mean, it seems like there's a full-on exit as they appear to be tanking for Tua. Having said that, look, in the 18 years that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have been together, for whatever reason, when the Patriots go to Miami, they're only 7-11 outright in those games. It seems to be the only game they lose every year. I just don't buy into it happening this year because I think the Dolphins are such a bad team. 18's a steep number, but I think it's a situation where if you're not betting the Patriots, I'd stay away from it.
Seems to me this bullied T-shirt kid from UT, there's nothing UT can do that's too much. I'm anti-scholarship offers for youngsters, but in this case, I say pour it on. They did brilliant work with the T-shirt. I don't care that they're making money on it. Anything to offset this was brilliant work by them, even if there's huge marketing benefit.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they sold over 50,000 of these shirts. For people who don't know, a fourth grader got bullied down in Florida for wearing his own homemade University of Tennessee shirt. T-shirt went on Facebook. Story went viral. Tennessee responded promptly, sent him a bunch of gear. Positivity continued to rain in. They turned the shirt into a shirt that they will raise money to stop bullying efforts. That's been responded well. And then they took it to the next level because I think they had sold so many shirts. They started thinking, my God, you know, I mean, this kid is, start doing the revenue figure. You know, if you do 50,000 shirts at, you know, $25 each or whatever that is, I mean, that's a heck ton of money. I'm sitting here in front of my calculator. Let me just do the math because I'm always terrible at the live math. But I think that's $1.25 million. In total revenue, if that's roughly accurate, and if half the proceeds are going to charity, I mean that's a $400,000 or $500,000 check they may well be writing to charity based on how popular these shirts have been. And you know, I don't know what the actual cost of the University of Tennessee is right now, but given that this kid inspired it all, it seems like a really cool move that they've offered him a scholarship if he wants to enroll based on the amount of money that they've made off the shirts.
Those girls aren't laughing now, I wouldn't think.
Clay, are you going to be at Nissan Stadium for the number retirement Sunday for Eddie and Steve?
Yeah, I will be there. My middle son turned 9 years old, and so his birthday request was that he get to go with a bunch of his friends. So I will be there with 6, 8, and 9-year-olds. And it'll be like 95 degrees. I'll be sweating my ass off, and I'll be trying to keep up with 6, 8, and 9-year-olds. So, but yeah, I'll be there.
Beers for all the boys.
Yeah, right.
Clay, PaulKuharsky.com reporting that Pac-Man Jones will be a part of the festivities with Eddie George on the field.
If he shows.
Yeah, if he shows up. Your thoughts on Pac-Man Jones homecoming to Nashville, Tennessee?
He's an invitee of Eddie George himself.
Yeah, well, first of all, Eddie's an awesome dude. So it doesn't surprise me that he'd be trying to reach out to everyone. And it seems like Pac-Man has been a guy that people have seen enough positivity in that everybody, you know, from Jeff Fisher on down has tried to kind of pull that out of him. And for whatever reason, most of the time it hasn't worked. I mean, it's Eddie's day. So, I think Eddie has certainly the prerogative to bring in. I think his wife is doing the national anthem, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I think when it's your day, you get to make the call on who you would like to see there. And Eddie's been such a huge asset to the city of Nashville in general and just such a good dude in general. I think that's his prerogative. And I also think we were lucky now, you know, kind of looking back at how fortunate the city of Nashville was for the guys who happened to be on those initial Titans teams, because I think it was them that kind of built the goodwill that allowed some of the Pac-Man Joneses of the world to be tolerated here in a way that I don't think they would have if it hadn't been for, you know, Frank Wycheck and Eddie George and Blaine Bishop and Steve McNair and a lot of those other guys who did a lot of things in the community that were very positive.
Clay, I'm watching College Game Day on Saturday with Matthew McConaughey as the celebrity picker. He is the Minister of Culture for Texas.
Yeah.
The paid position. And he was awesome. And I'm thinking to myself, not every program has someone to that level of charisma that's a celebrity like that, that's actually into sports, that could serve in that role. But it is genius of Texas to have someone in that role. And there are a lot of programs who could do something similar. If you were the head of a program, would you look into something like this, even if it's just you're going to make so many appearances a year, you're going to do this and that. But to have kind of a paid staff member that's a celebrity that can be the ambassador of your program.
Look, I love it. And it's not just that McConaughey is an ambassador of the program. He also teaches a film course at the University of Texas. I mean, I would like to take that film course, and
yes,
I'm 40 years old. Like, I think it would be incredible to get to go. And it's basically like McConaughey walking you through how a film gets made, the entire process by which that takes place. I mean, I think that would be incredible, you know, to be a University of Texas student and get the opportunity to learn from somebody like him who's been, so well versed in the business side, it appears, as well, of the process. But yeah, look, I think it makes a ton of sense. Look, we're in an era when cutting through noise is incredibly difficult because there are so many entertainment options out there, because there's so much constant noise of people trying to get your attention. And so if you can find somebody like a McConaughey, who is, I think, just a perfect approximation of, you know, sort of the Texas life, and he wants to affiliate himself with your university, I think it's a no-brainer. Like, if Peyton Manning, for instance, was interested in a role like that at the University of Tennessee, if Peyton Manning wanted to teach a course at the University of Tennessee, if he wanted to show up for all these different events and be involved, I would be all about it, right? I think it just makes a ton of sense.
Clay Travis, presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. Clay, thanks so much, man. And on the way out, which teams are your best bets this weekend for college football?
Yeah, I was just making them. So I love the under in Florida, Kentucky. That is my blood bank guarantee. It's out there. It's my 3-0 on those so far, my favorite pick of college football. I like the USC-BYU under tonight. I like the over in Washington State-Houston. I think Oklahoma covers. I think Bama covers. I think Clemson covers. I like the under in Iowa State. I like, I like Penn State to cover. I like Central Florida to cover against Stanford. Those are some of them. I also like Indiana tonight or Saturday against Ohio State. I think that line's out to 18.
That's how you can get up to that 1.25 million like the T-shirt sells. You bet Clay Travis's guarantees.
There you go.
So Clay, get there.
Clay, you said you have Clemson covering?
Yeah, 27.5.
27.5. Now think about that, because Syracuse coming into the season was the second best team in the ACC, and they are a 27.5 point underdog now to Clemson. That conference this year, at least, is a wreck.
Yeah, well, not only that. I mean, remember, they gave up 3 to Maryland last week. So I don't think they have much leg to stand on. I think you're right. I mean, there's a big gap. This year, Clemson is in the ACC like USC was in the Pac-12 back in the day. It's not that Clemson's not good. It's just that the rest of the conference is a disaster.
Clay, have a good weekend, man, and enjoy the game on Sunday.
Yeah, hopefully that goes well. Try to sweat it out. Titans can get a win over the Colts. It'll be huge.
Yep. Talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good. See you.